When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I had the absolute joy of going late night shopping with no children with a pal last Thursday, and it had been a while since I'd done it. Have you done it? Have you shopped the January sales? Did you find yourself being kind of bewildered by the amount of kind of clutter and things on the rack, and going into the dressing room and going, if you're with someone, does this look nice on me? Does it suit me? And you can find yourself just feeling a little bit overwhelmed by it all. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I still have the post Christmas pounds, or maybe you're like me and you're still thinking, yep, after a few babies, you know, what I wear changes. Well, our next guest is going to encourage us, and she's going to give us practical advice about the things we should think about when we're trying on clothes in the dressing room. And I think she's also going to give us some confidence as well in ourselves. It's great to have with us Catherine Byrne of Your Image Matters. Catherine, thanks for being with us in studio today. So I'm in the dressing room, I'm picking stuff out in a shop. What are the things I should be thinking about?
Okay, Wendy, well, one of the biggest tips I can give you is when we go shopping and we bring all this armful of clothes into the dressing room and we take off our own clothes, and you know that little cube or that little chair that's in the corner, we take off our own clothes and we put them there and we start to try on and we pull in our tummies and lift our shoulders and we look grand as long as we don't breathe. Okay.
Don't move.
And that could be about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning. And that night then, when you're out and you're wearing it and you're sitting down, it bears no resemblance to how it felt that morning in the dressing room. So that little cube and that little chair that's in the corner is not for your own clothes. It's for you to sit down and cross your legs.
I've never done that.
No, nobody does.
This is a revelation. That's what the chair is for. Okay.
That's what the chair is for. It's not for your clothes. It's for you to sit down in, because most of our socialising after 30, 35 is done sitting down. And almost 100% of the time we try clothes on standing up. And we sit in our clothes maybe about 70% of the time. And if you try it on at 10 or 11 in the morning and then at 10 or 11 at night after having a few glasses of wine or food, the outfit starts to irritate you.
And you're pulling it down or it's tight and it doesn't feel comfortable.
You're twitching at it. So you go home and you take it off, and maybe 3-4 weeks later when you go to look at it again, it's not how it looked on you remember, it's how it felt on you. And if it irritated you then, you won't wear it again. So I suppose one of the biggest tips I would say is do not put anything on that chair. Just sit in it yourself and use your own body language, and you have a better chance of wearing the clothes over and over again. And if it works in the dressing room, it'll work outside. And if you find you're tweaking at it in the dressing room, multiply that by 100% when you're outside and just take it off and leave it back.
Do you find, Catherine, though, self-esteem is a big issue, especially for women, that it feels like sometimes no matter what you try on, you think nothing looks right or nothing feels right, and you never get that, you know? But my mum used to always say, if it wows you and if you love it, then you know it's for you. But I think some people go, that doesn't happen to me a lot, you know?
No. I think one of the biggest things is women get hung up on these two digits on the back of their clothes. and I'll meet them and they'll say, Catherine, I'll come to you now when I get down to size 12. I'll meet them 6 months later and they'll say the same thing again. So they have this elusive number of that they want to attain. And a very good tip I'd give you is, like, sizes are dictated to by country of origin. So a 12 coming from Germany, made in Germany, is nothing like a 12 coming from France.
Yeah, you're a different size in every
completely
shop.
Completely, yeah. So I would advise women to look on themselves as three sizes. There'll be a core size, say a 12, and some days you'll go into a store and only all the 14s will fit you. And don't start feeling down and thinking you've put weight on. You haven't even put a pound on. It's just all those clothes in there are slightly small, so go for a 14. And then sometimes only a 10 will fit you. And don't start getting then all happy with yourself that you've lost weight. You haven't.
It's just that they're different sizes.
It's just
the
different
sizes.
So yeah. I would say to people, stick to three sizes, have a core size. Sometimes you go up and sometimes you go down.
What's your advice, Catherine, for the fact that obviously we change, you know, over time? And it's not just that our bodies might change, the shape of our bodies, but also, you know, I found myself walking through the shopping centre going, too old to shop there, too old to shop. Yeah. Places where I would have traditionally gone, where I kind of like, okay, I have to accept, you know, there's a moving on stage. But then you kind of don't know, you know, which style is right for you as you get older in years and as your body changes. How do you navigate that?
It happens at around 35, 40. And then
I'm in that category, so okay. And a lot of people listening are probably are too.
And it can happen very quickly within about 6 months where you wore something and particular look for years and then one day you wake up and say, it just doesn't suit me anymore, and you're lost. And you have to start all over again. That's why I get a lot of women coming to me around 40. One of the main reasons that would be is that they would have taken the camera off themselves for years. If they're young mums and they're brilliant at dressing the children and dressing the house.
And that's the first thing you do as a young mum. When you go shopping, you go looking for stuff for your kids and you neglect yourself.
You do. And you literally take the camera off yourself and you become experts at dressing everyone else. And then you come to about 40 where the children are more or less dressing themselves and they know what they want, and you turn the camera back on you and you realise you're a different person or your body shape has changed a little bit. And that's when I get a lot of women coming to me because they're lost and they just need a little bit of guidance of where to start again. It's nothing got to do with the latest must-haves or what's in the shops or the latest colours. It's just all about you. And being an image consultant, it's service driven. And yes, you work with all the clothes that are out there because they're your tools, but you work with the person first. And like, I've worked with hundreds of different sizes. Say, I'll take a 12. I have never, ever said the same thing to a size 12. Every one of us are so unique and so different.
Is that based on personality, body shape, body style?
It is. It's everything. Your personal colouring, your body shape and your taste in clothes. Like if you try something on and you'll go, oh, it's just not me. When I'm shopping with the client and they say, oh, Catherine, it's just not me, I will listen to that. That's a very powerful thing.
Can you lose your sense of me, though, in that time of taking the camera off yourself, as you say? Like, say, for example, someone who used to be really adventurous and love wearing colours and then you don't have the confidence to tap into that part of yourself after those few years of not looking after yourself enough.
Yeah, I had a client recently, and it was her sister, rang me and said, look, she used to be a real creative dresser and real dramatic and she's lost it all and she just wears black all the time. And when she arrived, she was totally in black from head to toe. And I thought she was very brave to come. I often think women that allow me into their wardrobes, into their bedrooms and are come to me are extremely brave. And because they're laying themselves out there.
Yeah, it's a vulnerable thing to do.
Very vulnerable. And but anyway, it turned out, again, like what you're saying, she took the camera off herself and put on a little bit of weight and COVID didn't help. And but I couldn't believe how dramatic and creative she was in her 20s and 30s by what she was saying. So I advised her to start baby steps and to tell nobody that she's doing it, because I knew by her personality she'd go out and tell her friends, oh, I've gone to this image consultant. And I said, it's your journey and you take it in small baby steps and just buy one item. So she bought a beautiful, she's lovely dark colouring, and she bought a royal blue jacket that suited her body shape. She was buying the things that were wrong for her body shape.
Why do we do that?
why do we do it? Because we look at too many magazines and we watch too many programs on the television and we're detached from ourselves. And sometimes we just don't like turning the camera on ourselves and finding out what are the parts that we need to maybe just camouflage a little bit and what are the parts we need to enhance. If I ask a woman, what parts do you like about yourself? They stall. Ask them what they dislike about themselves and they're in like a lamplighter very quickly.
So we need to flip that.
Big time.
On the positive,
but that
yeah.
takes confidence and I draw it out of them and I notice it actually within minutes when they come in the door. And I work with it and I work with their body shape. And a lot of women, their weight fluctuates and you work with that as well. And their budgets, hugely
That's
important.
The final thing I wanted to ask you, Catherine, was, you know, do you think the pandemic highlighted that we actually, when it comes to what we're buying, we don't actually need as much as we think?
100%. I cannot believe how much it has just stopped us. And we've just got off that conveyor belt of having to have a different outfit for every wedding or every function. And the world didn't fall apart because we don't have colour in our hair or we don't have our nails done, or which I think is a very, very good thing. Maybe the opposite to that is that we're buying online. So we're not trying the clothes on and we're not inclined to send them back. So I've noticed a big difference. That maybe is the negative side of it. But the positive side of it is, yes, the world hasn't fallen apart and we can wear the same outfits.
Yeah, so quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
Great advice. Thank you so much for joining us in studio. I've been chatting to Catherine Byrne from Your Image Matters. It's been great to have her with us today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.